From the Sky News Centre at 11, Donald Trump says he's thinking about selling his Tesla car amid his public row with the company's chief, Elon Musk. The rift between the US president and his former advisor erupted on Thursday on social media. Political commentator Adam Schwartz says the escalation has surprised many.
These two were on TV in the Oval Office singing each other's praises 5 days before this all kicked off. So for Elon Musk to, you know, mention these accusations of Trump being somehow implicated in the Epstein files is very, very serious. And I think that specific accusation is something that will kind of prevent full reconciliation if the two ever really want it.
At least three people have been killed and more than 20 injured during a Russian assault on the Ukrainian city of Kharkiv. It comes after a massive wave of drone and missile attacks hit targets across Ukraine on Thursday night. The Israeli military has retrieved the body of a Thai national from Gaza who was taken hostage by Hamas during the terror attacks on October the 7th. Natapong Pinta was an agricultural worker who was abducted from a kibbutz. We're soon going to be able to make appointments, get screening invitations and receive test results directly on our phones. It's part of a £50 million upgrade to the NHS app. Health Secretary Wes Streeting says it's about time the health service catches up with the times.
Means about 50 million fewer letters coming through in the post. Big saving there we can spend on frontline care instead. But for people who maybe won't be as confident using the app, if someone like me is booking my appointment through the app because that's what I prefer to do, that's freeing up a phone line.
New data suggests around 70% of non-fatal strangulation cases have been dropped in the last year. Strangulation became a standalone offence in England and Wales 3 years ago, but campaigners claim victims are still being failed. And Tottenham captain Son Heung-min has paid tribute to Ange Postecoglou, saying he changed the trajectory of the club. Postecoglou's been sacked as Spurs manager just 2 weeks after winning the Europa League. That's the latest. I'm Stevie Schillinglaw.
It was just another day, a familiar drive through familiar country. But then, just around the corner, came the unexpected. He'd let his speed creep a little too high as he approached a bend, and he was no longer driving at the right speed for the road. The scary thing is, he didn't even realize driving even a little too fast for the situation is a major cause of collisions, especially on country roads where you don't know what's around the corner. Think. Don't let your speed creep.
All the hits.
I love listening to music. Listen to it all the time.
It just puts a smile on your face.
Now on DAB across Essex. Across Essex.
All right, you got it.
This is Gateway. The Radio Club Takeover, serving the community.
I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. You like to
move it.
I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. You like to
move it.
I Like to Move It, Move It by Real to Real. And, of course, I Like to Move It all the way to the Radio Club Takeover.
Yay! Yippee! I think it's way too quiet.
It is way too quiet in here. Can we have that again? I Like to Move It all the way to the Radio Club Takeover.
Yeah, baby! Everyone is so weak.
I know. I swear. You all are weak. So, coming up on the show today, we've got Game On With Me, talking about all the future game showcases and gaming showcases. We've got a movies discussion with me and Willow, where Willow talks about Norbit. We've got recipe roundup without Logan today because he's at work. Shout out to Logan. Talk about Jaffa Cakes and McDonald's. Sports with me, Bailey and George. Bailey talk about his usual local sports. George and me talk about the Premier Plus, the World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll be talking about what's coming up at Towngate. But to kick things off, we've got a bit of Blurred Lines by Robin Thicke. Blurred Lines by Robin Thicke, but now it's time for the one, the only. Level up your radio experience with Game On, your ultimate gaming fix, news, reviews, and epic battles only on Gateway 97.8 Radio Club. Game On, are you ready? Love that new jingle every single time I play it, but Game On Gamers, the gaming world just wrapped up a weekend of jaw-dropping announcements, surprise reveals, and enough trailers to keep your wishlist full until next year. From the high-octane thrills of Summer Game Fest 2025 to the diverse showcase of Future Game Show tonight, here is your ultimate roundup of everything you need to know. So, of course, me and Ari, who's in the training area somewhere, both watched the Summer Game Showcase. Silly us, because we watched it till about early hours of this morning. I mean, at least I wasn't late this morning, Ari. Which was hosted by Jeff Keighley. Summer Game Fest 2025 delivered a two-hour spectacle filled with world premieres and updates. So here are some of the standout announcements that if you guys missed it, well, I can tell you what we've got. So we have got Resident Evil Requiem. Capcom unveiled the next chapter in the Resident Evil saga, promising a fresh take on survival horror when it launches on February 27th, 2026. Mind's Eye, from the former GTA producer, the cinematic action adventure drops you into Red Rock City as Jacob Diaz, a soldier with a mysterious neural implant. Think Cyberpunk 2077 meets Inception, which is releasing on June 10th in just 3 days, so get your pre-orders in. Dying Light: The Beast to Tech Land returns with a new installment in the parkour zombie survival series set to release on August 22nd, 2025. We've got Deadpool VR for all you Deadpool fans, a.k.a. George, who is just sitting on his phone.
Yes, I'm a Deadpool fan.
You are a Deadpool fan.
Mm-hmm.
Neil Patrick Harris lends his voice to
Thanks
the Merc. I mean, I'm surprised it's not Deadpool himself, Ryan Reynolds, doing it. That's just disappointing to me now, that we've got Neil Patrick Harris.
So we've got Patrick Harris and not Ryan Reynolds.
That's yeah.
Sad.
It is sad.
Why couldn't he do it?
I don't know. I will search this up later
He's
on.
He's literally the perfect Deadpool.
Exactly. I know. But Neil Patrick Harris is lending his voice to the Merc with a mouth in this over-the-top VR experience, breaking the fourth wall like never before. If you are a Sonic fan, Sonic hits the tracks again, this time joined by guest characters like Hatsune Miku and Joker from Persona 5, launching on September 25th, 2025. Scott Pilgrim EX, the beloved beat-em-up, returns with new content and online co-op arriving in 2026. We've also got Wu-Tang Rise of the Deceiver, a new action RPG where players rescue members of the Wu-Tang Clan in a stylized third-person adventure. And finally, we've got Mafia: The Old Country. Hangar 13 offers a fresh look at the Mafia series with a new setting and characters diving deep into the criminal underworld. Now, if you're going to be watching the Future Game Show tonight, they will be doing different ones for tonight, highlighting Director 8020, which is a Supermassive Games, teasing their next horror title. We have got Creasel Theatre Idols, Blumhouse Games ventures into an interactive horror. Of course, they also will be talking about Mafia: The Old Country. Also, we've got Out of Words, a co-op platformer with a unique stop-motion aesthetic where players navigate a surreal world filled with puzzles and challenges. And if you're a Lego fan, we've got Lego Voyages from the creators of Lego Builders Journey.
Oh,
this
Lego?
Adventure, another Lego game.
Oh, yes.
Can you believe it? Another Lego game.
Lego.
Which is letting players build and explore in a vast Lego universe. Of course, the game festivities will continue tomorrow at 6 p.m. with Xbox Games Showcase, expecting updates on titles like Fable, Perfect Dark, Gears of War, E-Day, and more. So, George and the rest of the gang that are here, Willow and Bailey, if he's actually listening to me.
I am.
There you are.
Hi.
Are you excited on any new games, and what are you expecting if you are going to stay up late like me and Ari did yesterday and watch?
I would say I'm quite excited for a Switch 2 game called Donkey Kong Banzana.
Yes.
I'm excited for Mario Kart World.
Yes.
I can't lie to you. This is my take. This could be the best Mario Kart they've ever made.
It could be. Are you excited in?
No.
Because I love how they're going for a new idea. It was time for a change.
Yeah. Willow, are you excited on any video games coming out?
I mean, Deltarune, like Chapter 3 just dropped. I'm really happy about that. Deltarune is tomorrow, trust.
Is it really bad? I've never played Deltarune before.
Please play it.
People talk about Mario Kart, but they never talk about the Sonic race
exactly.
that's happening.
I mean, when I saw the advert for Sonic, I was like, oh, exciting.
I feel like Mario Kart kind of stole a few of their ideas.
Exactly. But let's continue with the show with Hero from the X Factor Finest of 2008. Am I anyone's hero? I think I'm George's hero because I'm more awesome than Willow.
You look inside your heart. You don't have to be afraid of what you are. There's an answer if you reach into your soul, and the sorrow that you know will melt away.
Hero from the X Factor Finest of 2008. And now we are going straight into Willow talk about movies, and then I will let you know what's coming up on View.
Oh.
Whack it, Willow.
Right, so, like, last week, well, Last weekend, I went to my friend's house and we watched Norbit together, like at a sleepover. It was really funny. And in the movie, basically, there's this guy called Eddie Murphy, right? He plays three different characters somehow. Norbit, Respucia, and Mr. Wong. with the power of makeup and all that, you really cannot tell. Honestly.
I've watched Norbit before. I can confirm. I couldn't tell that it was him. The fact that he played Respucia, I think I could sort of tell. But with the... What was his name again? Mr. Wong?
Yeah, Mr. Wong.
I couldn't tell. I really couldn't.
And me and my friends did Respucia impressions. And I was wondering, what's your best Respucia impression?
I don't weigh no 300 pounds. I weigh 165.
I don't weigh no damn 300 pounds. I weigh 165. How you doing? Have you watched Norbit, Jay?
No.
You're boring. And if I had to pick a favorite character, it would probably be the pimps from the vibe they give off. They're a bit funny, isn't it?
Are they Respucia's brothers?
No.
Oh no. They're the two other guys, aren't they? They're the ones who interrupt the wedding and are on Norbit. Are they on Norbit's side?
Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah,
they're just there for the lols.
Yeah.
But they're really good characters, I'll admit. Probably one of the most underrated DreamWorks films I've seen. But to be fair, the thing is, and as you said, it's made by DreamWorks. DreamWorks don't make live action films. They mainly just focus on animation.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Yeah, go on.
Wait, what's your favorite Norbit character?
I think it has to be Respucia or Mr. Wong.
I think he has a crush in both. But anyways, this movie was directed by Brian Robbins, who does other movies and all that. But high key, I'm not going to name them because I can't be bothered. And that's it for now. Stay happy and healthy.
Thank you, Willow. And of course, talking about movies, here are the top four movies that are in U Cinema right now. We have got Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, which is with Tom Cruise, Rebecca Ferguson and Simon Pegg, where Ethan Hunt returns for what is billed as the most dangerous and personal mission of his career. In the final chapter of the Mission Impossible series, Hunt and his team face the heart-pounding action and a storyline filled with suspense and betrayal. Of course, you've also got coming soon, Ballerina, which, isn't actually about ballet, which is surprising. It is an action-packed thriller starring Ana de Armas as a former ballet dancer turned assassin. Seeking revenge for the brutal murder of her loved one, she embarks on a deadly mission to track down and eliminate those responsible. Known for her dynamic performances, Ana de Armas brings intensity, physicality to this high-stakes role. Also, we have got the live-action Lilo and Stitch, the fluffiest character ever to be made live-action. I'm yet to watch it. George, have you seen it yet?
I have not seen it yet.
Have you not?
I've heard reviews saying it's mid.
Yes.
I've heard one of the only good things about the movie is Stitch. To be fair, I don't think they would make him bad of all characters. If he was bad, the movie would genuinely be bad. But from what I've heard, it's mid. Because there was... Spoilers. There's no... What's his name?
There's no Gantu.
No. The fact that there's no Gantu just ruins it. And what? They made Jumba the main villain.
Yes. Also, finally... And George, you're going to hate me for mentioning it. We have got the Pepper Meets the Baby cinema experience.
That's a cinema experience?
Yeah, they've made it. It's coming soon.
It's cinema Eevee, experience. Isn't it? Why would I hate you for it?
I don't know.
I used to love Peppa Pig when I was younger.
I thought she was going to be called Ivy because, P-I-G.
Yeah.
No, Eevee still works, though, to be
fair. Let's move on to the one, and Logan has officially let me do this just for him because he's not here. He had to go to work.
You suck, Logan.
Yes, Logan, you do suck a lot. But it's time for...
Mix in those recipes. Don't forget to stir in the facts. Come tuck in for a slice of Recipes Roundup.
recipes roundup, and of course, as I said before, it's not with Logan because Logan is at 360. Very upsettingly. Boo. But we will be talking about Jaffa Cakes and McDonald's, which George is looking at me thinking, why the hell am I talking about Jaffa Cakes?
Yeah. I was actually started looking at you now when you mentioned my name, so... Oh.
But Jaffa Cakes have always been a pretty divisive snack for starters. They're a cake that is shelved in the biscuit aisle at the supermarket. Which, why call it Jaffa Cake if you're going to put it in a biscuit aisle?
Good question.
Thank you.
Just mentioning.
All right. Yeah, but Kit Kats look more biscuity than Jaffa Cake.
No.
Yeah.
They're like chocolate.
Chocolate biscuits.
Moving on. Then there's the fact that they're made with dark chocolate now. And not milk chocolate. And contain an orange jelly-like filling. Neither of which will be everyone's cup of tea. But now the brand has decided to ramp things up a notch. Launching a new flavour that's proving even more controversial than the original. The iconic product has been given a spicy... Get it? Sweet and spicy. Spicy.
Not funny. Be quiet.
It was Logan's.
Very funny.
It was Logan's
new
thing. A spicy makeover, and now it comes in a hot honey option.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, cool.
Which means
the dark chocolate crackly top, but still going to have the dark chocolate, but swaps out the filling for a golden honey centre with a hint of chilli. Yes, spicy Jaffa Cakes are now a thing, and according to McFizzy's, they offer an unexpectedly delicious combo you didn't know you were craving. But social media users don't seem quite as excited by the prospect.
I'm not craving all that, mate.
Neither is Radio Club. But also, McDonald's fans in the UK, our time has finally come. We're getting something new and exciting before McDonald's in the US does.
Good.
I love that. Where I was like, good. Yes, it might be petty, but for too long, we have to watch fast food fans across the pond enjoy things that we could have only dreamed of ordering, like McGriddles and the frozen Coca-Cola, which still needs to come here. I mean, the frozen Coca-Cola. I have no idea what McGriddle is. Even though they still have breakfast bagels and we don't, us Brits can have the last laugh as McDonald's UK has just announced that a brand new menu item is coming, one that's not available in the States yet. Known as the Big Arch, the beast of a burger has been hailed as having maximum McDonald's flavour and is even bigger and wider in size than the iconic Big Mac, featuring not one, but two quarter-pounder beef patties. It's already available in several countries, including Canada, France and Portugal, and we'll be joining the menu in the UK from June 18th. What's in the new McDonald's Big Arch burger? The star of the show with this burger is the Big Arch sauce, which features McDonald's ketchup, mustard and pickle juice. There's also some pepper in there and a few other ingredients, though the others are being kept top secret. The signature sauce is squeezed over the top and bottom halves of a new toasted sesame and poppy seed bun, which is then loaded with crispy onions on one side and slivered raw onions on the other. Before shredded lettuce and pickles ready too, a slice of white cheddar and a quarter pound of patty is placed on each half, with one side being topped with a third and final slice of cheese. The sandwich is nicely between the two beef patties as the box is closed and the two sides of the burger come together to create the Big Arch. Of course, Thomas O'Neill, head of menu at McDonald's UK and Ireland, claims the new burger is one of the biggest things McDonald's will launch in a generation. He said the Big Arch is going to take us into the next level of great beef burgers. It's designed to do two things. It's designed to satisfy Big McDonald's hunger like nothing else on our menu. And it's also designed to taste amazing. A new iconic burger needs an quality iconic sauce. The sauce is brand new. It's designed to look and taste and feel like McDonald's. If you close your eyes and try this product, it couldn't be from anybody else but us. It's big, it's bold, and packed with serious deliciousness. Willow, are you okay?
The Big Arch sauce.
Are you okay?
I'm sure the Big Arch is going to taste amazing. Leave me alone.
Okay, but goodbye.
Editor, zoom in the camera on Willow's face right now.
Exactly. Willow is just dying with laughter. But we need to move on. Because it's now time for the travel. So, looking at your today's travel on the roads first. Fundersley, there's slow-moving traffic on the Rayleigh. On the Rayleigh Road, northbound between Dorsey Road and the Rayleigh Weir Interchange on the A127. Fundersley, slow traffic is in all directions across the Hart Road, Dorsey Road Junction, causing tailbucks up to the A129. In Billericay, slow-moving traffic on the High Street between Sun Street and Western Road, Northy Road. In Benfleet, we've got slow-moving traffic between Tarsbots and Sudders Farm roundabout in both directions. On your rails today, we have got the C2C is clear in our area now, but we advise that you check before you travel on journeycheck.com/C2C. Greater Anglia is also clear, but like I said, check before you travel on journeycheck.com/Greater Anglia. Your next travel update is in an hour's time on Coffee and Tea with Abby.
The Radio Club Takeover, serving the community.
Get ready for a day filled with fun, food and fantastic shopping at one of Essex's premier shopping malls, Eastgate. Situated in the heart of Basildon town centre, Eastgate is your go-to destination for a memorable day out with friends and family. Whether you're craving a delicious meal, seeking exciting entertainment or hunting for the latest fashion trends, Eastgate has it all. Don't miss out on the ultimate shopping experience. Visit us soon and explore everything Eastgate has to offer. For more information, check out our website at eastgateshoppingcentre.com. See you there.
Life of Crystals, the little shop of harmony. Most of our stock has spent thousands of years in the making and is ethically sourced from all over the world. We have a large range of semi-precious crystals and jewellery for all your needs, including tumble stones, raw crystals, centerpieces, and all things metaphysical. Crystal therapy, Reiki, hot stone massage, and Indian head massage. We're open Monday to Sunday. Pop in and see us at the Lower Galleries, Eastgate Shopping Centre, Basildon.
If you would like a fun day out in Basildon, then come to Glow Sports Zone in Eastgate Shopping Centre. It features a glow-in-the-dark crazy golf course, glow darts, glow pool and a glow bar. Whether you're a family looking for a day out, a couple on a first date or a group of friends, you'll have nothing but fun at Glow Sports Zone. Come to Floor 3 in Eastgate Centre and experience it for yourself.
Your community, your station. Now on DAB, across Essex. Across Essex. On FM and online. Gateway 97.8. The Radio Club Takeover. Serving the community.
Saxon. Yeah. Back in the studio. It's been 2 years, but it's been good right now. We're back in. Yeah. I got a digital dash. I'm running through these halls, so relax. I got a digital dash. I got these damn halls so attached. I got a digital dash. I'm running through these halls, so relax. I got a digital dash. I got these damn halls so attached. Smooth talker, lube walker, Dior smells, lube hoarder, still in the studio, I can never leave, jugging all night, highest pedigree, sound of Saxon, you know my melody, take your missus, yeah she's texting me, yeah she's next to me, yeah she's friending me. I got two phones, what are you telling me? I got a digital dash.
I'm running through these halls, so relax. I got a digital dash. I got these damn halls so attached. I got a digital dash. I'm running through these halls, so relax. I got a digital dash. I got these damn hoes so attached. Pain in my voice, I'm working. Trying top 10, I'm searching. No day is the same, so I gotta go out there and get it. Raising the bar, I set it. Feeling fresh, I bet it. I said feeling fresh, I bet it. Suave laces, I tie them well. Armani fits, can't you tell? Me, I stay winning, I've gotta win.
giving my grind everything. I'm on the way to the top, I'm getting there. Ain't no stopping till I'm a millionaire.
Ain't no stopping.
So until then, I got a digital dash. I got a digital dash. I'm running through these holes, so relax. I got a digital dash. I got a digital dash. I got these damn holes so attached. I got a digital dash. I got a digital dash. I'm running through these holes, so relax. I got a digital dash. I got these damn holes so attached.
Digital dash. Just know that I've got the digital dash. Always.
Digital Dash by Saxon, and that was your local artist for this hour. Now, if you're a local artist and you want to get your song on the radio, then you can do it two ways. First way, you can come up to the galleries to the Gateway Studio in the galleries in Eastgate Shopping Centre on the third level and tell us about yourself, or you can send a high quality MP3 and your bio details to unsigned@gateway978.com. But now it's time for the one, the only, the bestest sport feature that me, George and Bailey does local. It's time for sport.
Team TV, absolutely superb.
People are on the pitch, they think it's all over. It is now.
Radio Club Sports Report.
Let's kick off with the local sports.
Thank you, Shane. So, Basildon United has been releasing the players who are staying and new players. So, my dad will be very, very happy because Samir Ali is staying. I know he is very happy about that. If I'm correct, George, you wasn't here a few weeks ago where I announced our new manager,
already,
was you?
No, I've already told about George leaving.
Oh, yeah. No, but then our new manager is called George.
Oh, wow. You can never get rid of a George, can you?
That is true.
No, you can't. You're still here.
Yeah, I'm still here, guys.
Yeah. But then we've got Ronnie Wynn, who is... Well, so we've got the signing of Ronnie Wynn. We've got Eman Okunuja, who's also came into the bees, if I haven't said your name correct.
Just to say, we very apologise if Bailey pronounces anyone's name wrong.
Even though I'm the one who's meant to be announcing these when it's actually time. But he came from #United. So he will be good.
To be honest, he was pretty good when he was in #United.
Do you know how to say his name, Shane? Because I know it's either E-man or Eman.
It might be E-man. If we do say this wrong, we are not butchering your name.
Yeah, I'll do a Google Translate in a bit. But I believe that is all the signings so far. But I'll tell you this, James Beardwell must be happy because they have took one of our players. They have took our captain. Which I am very, very sad about because I wonder who our captain.
You can see it. You can't see it from home, but he's crying right now. His tears are running down from his eyes.
Yeah.
You can't see it.
But anyways,
is that all for local?
Yeah. So who's gonna go next?
Me and George.
Go ahead.
Yay! And cutting Bailey's mic. Yippee! Hold on, I haven't even got your mic up, George.
Oh, you don't?
No, I didn't. Oh. I have Willow's mic up. I don't know why. Right, okay. What are we going to do first? Right. World Cup or Premier?
Let's do World Cup, because why not? It's quite short for us.
It is.
So so we've got World Cup qualifiers coming up before the Women's Euros, which we'll mention in a couple of weeks' time. Andorra versus England is a match to be played today in our group.
Yes.
I'm thinking it should be an easy dub for us, if, you know. And then... You've got, what else is the other match that's going on? I believe...
We have got...
I think the other match that's going on, don't mention all of them, we're talking about... it's Albania-Serbia,
yes,
I think.
7:45, Albania-Serbia.
Yay, okay. And then we've got... we've got a friendly.
We have got a friendly.
England-Senegal.
Hold on, where are we looking?
Yeah, it's a friendly, England-Senegal. I believe. We're looking on the England fixtures.
Oh, no, I'm not on the England fixtures. I'm just
okay, never mind. Let's. Well, that is it for your England fixtures. It is. Let's get to...
But now it's time. Sorry, George, but I'm talking about Arsenal.
No, sports premiere.
No, it is premiere. This is about premiere. Well, it's about UEFA, but still.
Okay, fair enough. Go to sports premiere, and then I think we could speak about the transfer window after. Go.
No. So, just going to slowly put George's mic down so I can just talk about Arsenal. Yeah. So, Arsenal games for this year. We have got 23rd of July at 12:30. Arsenal versus Milan. We have then got Arsenal versus Newcastle coming up. And then we've got the red versus the blue. George, are you ready? Red versus the blue.
Arsenal versus Chelsea?
No.
Tottenham?
Yeah. Okay. The other blue.
Okay, fair enough. I think we've also got a transfer update coming up. 113 million bid for Liverpool for Florian Ritz, who they were trying to get recently. I think I said his name correctly.
I don't know, but there was an Arsenal transfer.
Yeah, I was there. Good for Arsenal. Anyways.
I don't know if he was West Ham, but I don't think it was West Ham.
Go on.
We have closed a deal.
Go on.
And we have got Sesko coming to Arsenal.
Sesko?
Yeah.
That's not a West Ham player.
That was not.
No. Oh. We've also got this other player. We've also got this other update. Ange Postecoglou, the Tottenham manager, has gotten the sack.
I've heard about this.
Honestly, controversial. Because he just won Tottenham a trophy. So why would I get they finished
exactly
last in the Premier League in terms of not being relegated, but they've just won a trophy. So why would I mean?
Exactly.
It sounds like the most. I'm sorry, Tottenham fans, but it sounds like the most Spurs. It sounds like the most Spursy thing to do ever.
Exactly. But let's move on with the show. Thank you, Sport Team George Bailey.
Bye.
It's now time for Nice to Meet You by Miles Smith. And then coming up is Your Looking Ahead.
Lonely in this crowd, I sit alone. Oh, one more drink away from heading home. Oh, oh, I could feel the night slipping by. Oh, and oh, she caught my eye through the light, and she came right up to me. She said, oh, hi, nice to meet you tonight. Maybe we could go dance, get up off our feet. She said, this life ain't forever. One song here together, then let's play it on repeat. We can dance all night. We can dance in the morning light. Let's forget about our world. We could dance all night. She took my hand and led me through the dark. Oh, she said, feel the beat, forget that broken heart. Oh, and oh, I can feel the night slipping by. Off our feet. She said this life ain't forever. One
song here together, then let's play it on repeat. We could dance all night.
Nice to meet you by Miles Smith, but coming up on the Radio Club Takeover, we've got more fun, more craziness, and we've got more news about things coming up after the community action.
The Radio Club Takeover, serving the community.
All the other national stations proclaim to be local. Have you seen them in your area? Well, nor have we. This is your Gateway 97.8. Truly live and local.
Spotlight on Basildon Market. We meet the traders.
My name's Robbie Broyd, and I'm the social media manager for Basildon Market. My job is to make people look good, which isn't that hard at Basildon, as I've never come across a bunch of hard-working people. They are 8,000 followers across all of our platforms about new traders, regular events at the market, and the latest deals from our market traders. I would encourage you to come down to Basildon, show your local support for the community, and help out the little people, because you don't know how much it really means to them.
Spotlight on Basildon Market. We meet the traders. Your say, your way. Gateway 97.8. Community action.
Hi, I'm Mark from Villarigan Men's Group, and it's time to break the silence that surrounds men's mental health. Every Wednesday from 7 to 9pm, Villarigan Men's Group meet at the Chantry Centre, Villarigan, located between the Chequers Public House and the Artisan Bakery on Villarigan High Street, for a free peer-to-peer support group where men can listen, share, connect and find strength together. In a world where men often feel pressured to stay silent, creating spaces to discuss our challenges and our triumphs without judgment is vital. Join us Wednesday at the Chantry Centre, Billericay. You can find us on Facebook or visit theenergyalchemist.co.uk/BMG. For more information, call 07958 427 854 and speak to myself. Together we can change the narrative and challenge the stigma that surrounds men's mental health.
Gateway 97.8, Community Action.
From the heart of the East Gate, Gateway 97.8.
The Radio Club Takeover, serving the community.
Thank you.
Call My Name by Cheryl. And just a quick shout out to Ginge, who's on the live right now, who's taking his grandson somewhere. I don't know where, but there we go. But talking about humans, where I am currently a volunteer usher at Towngate Theatre, Basildon. So it is buzzing with a diverse lineup of performances this June. Whether you're into dance, music theatre, or family-friendly shows, there is something for everyone. So here is a selection that I've just popped up of all the upcoming events at Towngate. So on June 6th and 7th, so yesterday and today, you have got the Baylor Benfleet 23rd show. Experience a vibrant celebration of dance as Baylor Benfleet presents its 23rd show. This annual event showcases a variety of dance styles performed by talented local dancers. It's a fantastic opportunity to support community talent and enjoy an evening of dynamic performances. June 8th, you've got the Janet Cram Awards Finals 2025, presented by the Imperial Society of Teachers of Dancing. The Janet Cram Awards Finals features young dancers competing in modern theatre dance classes. It's a day filled with energy and passion, highlighting the dedication of young performers. June 11th, you've got the Seeds of Hope Lights Canberra School Concert. On June 11th, join the English Chamber Orchestra and Essex Music Service for a special concert that blends music with storytelling. Seeds of Hope promises an inspiring evening, perfect for music enthusiasts and families alike. On June 14th, we have got a celebrity coming to Basildon. I was waiting for George to say something, but he's disappointing me right now.
Who is the celebrity?
You've got a mic right there.
I don't care. I want to speak into that mic.
Well, speaking mic too.
Who's the celebrity?
Who's the celebrity? Yeah, well, best known as a judge on BBC Strictly Come Dancing, Craig Revel Horwood brings his singing talents to Basildon.
Ah, cool.
I know, right? Expect an evening of show tunes, personal stories, and a touch of glamour as Craig unveils his hidden musical side. Also, for Swifties, is anyone on a Swiftie? I know Abby's most likely a Swiftie in heart. For Swiftie, Taylor Mania on June 15th offers an authentic tribute to Taylor Swift's Eras Tour. So, if you didn't get to Taylor Swift's Eras Tour, which I didn't, so you guys aren't the only one, come to the Swifties Taylor Mania Tribute Tour on June 15th. Also, you got Peter Pan, which is a magical rendition of Disney's Peter Pan. Towngate Live on June 19th.
We can fly.
I wish. And we've got much more. But if you want more details, then please visit towngatetheatre.co.uk. But that is it for my for the final segment. It's time for the last song and the end of the Radio Club Takeover afterwards. And the end of the Radio Club Takeover afterwards.
Do I have to respond?
Yes, you do.
Yay, it's the end.
Rude. But
fine, how about this then? Aww.
It is time for some Sabrina Carpenter fans, a bit of taste, which is a good taste of music.
Oh, I leave quite an impression. 5 feet. Time you
Well, I heard you're back together, and if that's true, you'll just have to tease me when he's kissing you.
So it's by Sabrina Carpenter, and a quick shout out to Stephen Finch, who's waiting in the foyer for Bailey. But Radio Club, it is the end of the show.
Woohoo!
Yay!
Aww. Wow. You all are depressing, apart from George. But we will be back next week, 11 till 12 on Saturday. But now let's kick it off with I'm His, He's Mine by Katy Perry, and then end the show with Your Weather.
I'm his queen, I'm his freak, I'm every woman he wants and needs. I'm his dream, I'm his drug, I'm every woman he wants, so what? I'm his boss, I'm that, I'm every woman he knows exists. I'm his main, I'm his side, I'm every woman that's in his mind.
Gateway Weather, brought to you by Basildon Market.
The weather is going to be cloudy with rain later in the afternoon. Highs of 18 degrees and lows of 9. Pollen count is moderate. There is also a yellow weather warning in place for thunderstorms till tomorrow morning. But right now, in the Eastgate Centre in Basildon, it is 11 degrees.
Online, on your mobile apps, on 97.8. And now, on DAB. This is Gateway.